Thanks, Maggie. Just a few last news items to conclude. An innovative response to vandalism at a local shop, a move for the office of the Norwich branch of the Citizens Advice Bureau, an unusual venue for an item related loosely to rugby, then finishing up with a World Dumpling Championship. The team behind a retro arcade bar in Norwich had a light-hearted response to a recent case of vandalism. Bacardia, which sits in Prince of Wales Road, is a concept venue which was launched by YouTuber Peter Lee in 2023. Since then, people have flocked from across the country to have a go at its old-school machines and sample its cocktail list. Over the weekend, one of the Bacardia front windows was smashed, and Mr. Lee took to social media to share his disappointment. Now, after sharing his CCTV footage with the police, he decided to incorporate the damage into a new window display. He used markers to draw two characters positioned to look like they'd smashed the glass themselves. The figures have been fondly named Knockoff Ralph and SF2 Ken. People who cause this kind of damage have their own issues going on, but the knock-on effect to independent businesses like ours can be tremendous, Mr. Lee says. Rather than wallowing in it, we thought we'd just try to make a negative situation into something much more fun and positive.
Norfolk Citizens Advice, Norwich, is relocating to a new office in the city centre. The office in the Forum closes on Tuesday, November the 5th, and will reopen at its new location in 83-87 Pottergate on November the 11th. The new site boasts improved facilities with seven additional newly refurbished private interview rooms. These rooms will help meet the increasing demand for confidential one-on-one advice appointments. Additional benefits of the new premises include a bigger waiting area and ramp access for those with mobility needs. The new office will continue to provide support for debt management, welfare benefits, dispute resolution, and understanding legal rights.
The Hethel Old Thorn is in the village of Hethel near Wyndham and is believed to be one of the oldest hawthorns in the country. It dates back to the 13th century and is thought to have been a meeting point for rebels during Kett's Rebellion in 1549. In more recent history, local boys were known to pick the tree's blossoms for their girlfriends each May. The site of the tree has been protected, and the plot surrounding it is now one of the UK's smallest Wildlife Trust nature reserves. Today, it can be reached via a public footpath, which leads past the ancient Hethel Church. The Telegraph included the hawthorn in a roundup of the 20 greatest trees in the country and called it remarkable.
Zinzan Brook popped into the Louis Marchese on Wednesday evening and explained he was having a bit of a session while visiting friends in Norfolk. At one point in the night, Brooke, who played in the New Zealand team that won the first Rugby World Cup in 1987, started chatting to pubgoers about England star Joe Marler's recent comments that the Haka is ridiculous and should be binned. The Haka is a ceremonial dance in Maori culture that the New Zealand rugby team performs before matches to intimidate their opponents. Well, the conversation led to Brooke offering to perform the dance to the pub. The locals were stunned to see one of the world's greatest ever sportsmen perform the Haka with such gusto.
The word dumpling was coined in Norfolk in the 17th century, so it seems fitting that a cooking contest is held here. The World Dumpling Championship returns to Norwich for its fifth year on Saturday, December the 7th. It'll take place at the Mitre Coffee in Earlham Road from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and it is free to take part or spectate. All types of dumplings are welcome, from Norfolk swimmers to Nepalese momos. The 2024 theme is roots and shoots, with entrants encouraged to use earthy ingredients like parsnips and onion. Children can cook if they're accompanied by an adult. Eve Stebbing, the event founder, said Norfolk swimmers were supposed to be made with only flour and water and were the artful work of the farmer's wife. If done right, they would pop to the top of the pot and swim. If things went wrong, however, they would sink and turn into sticky goo at the bottom of the stew.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You'll be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. The postal service is not as quick as it used to be, so you do not receive the post as early these days. So can we urge you not to rush to return it to us, such that you miss listening to it all fully and properly? There's lots to listen to, including Chris Skinner this week, so please do not feel you have to return it too quickly. Our other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Now, you'll know that the office is not manned every day, so if there's no reply, hold on until you hear for our answer phone message. Click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk or listen on smart speaker. So now all that remains is for Lorna and myself to remind you to keep listening for Chris Skinner, and to hope you enjoy it and that you have enjoyed listening to our weekly edition. So it's goodbye from me, Stephen, and from Lorna.